your relationship with God.
It's not about
your qualification,
not about
your popularity,
not about
your longevity, but about your relationship with God.
Bishop, an apostle, an evangelist, a pastor, teacher, or a prophet? Are you a founder of a ministry? Are you a superintendent? Are you a reverend, elder, deacon, or a deaconess? A mommy pastor, or whatever position you find yourself? God is interested in that, but more in your relationship with Him. Not about
your popularity,
not about
your longevity, but about your relationship with God.
It's not about
your qualification,
not about
your popularity,
not about
your longevity, but about your relationship with God.
Are you a man of God? You are making waves everywhere. Wherever you are invited to preach, the whole place is packed full of people. You preach the gospel, you prophesy, and you give alms to the widows, orphans, and the needy. You have raised the dead in your ministry. Blind see, lame walk, deaf hear, dumb speak. For this reason they call you many names. Some call you Papa, some call you Daddy, some call you prophet, and some call you the oracle of God. Some say you are a voice in your time. Some call you miracle commander. Some call you man of Ororo. You are now the talk of the time. People respect you, and they clap for you, They celebrate you, and you travel out of the country anytime you want. You ride in big cars with drivers and protocols around you. You are financially rich, materially rich, etc. But what really matters before the Lord is your relationship with Him. It's not about
your qualification,
not about
your popularity,
not about
your longevity, but about your relationship with God.
It's not about
your qualification,
not about
your popularity,
not about
your longevity, but about your relationship with God.
We need to correct. Today we clap for people who have been rejected by God. We celebrate some people that God is angry with them. We look up to people whom God has turned His back on them. We follow some people who are operating in their past glory. They healed the sick before, they performed miracles before, but when they began living in sin, it is not working for them again. Fathers who are not fathers at all. They call us their sons, but they kill us behind. Some of them use their qualification to intimidate others. Some of them use their authority to punish some people under them. Some of them use their position to suppress others. A man cannot have a relationship with God and be a victim today. We must come back to the Lord and have a relationship.
Your relationship with God.
It's not about
your qualification,
not about
your popularity,
not about
your longevity, but about your relationship with God.
church today. Some people say I am baptized, and I eat communion, but they do all these things, but they still leave. Yes, they are in church. Some are ushers. People in church, they still commit fornication, they still commit adultery. Some people are hypocrites, some are involved in witchcraft. Some of them, they are manipulating the life of many people in church. Some of them are involved in occultism. Even though they are in church, they have not given their life to Christ. Some people say, yes, I am an intercessor. I stand at the gap, but they still leave me free. With all these things, God is not happy at all. We need to come back to the Lord to have a relationship with Him. It's not about
your qualification,
not about
your popularity,
not about
your longevity, but about your relationship with.
Not about
your popularity,
not about
your longevity, but about your relationship with God.
It's not about
your qualification,
not about
your popularity,
not about
your longevity, but about your relationship with God.